it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I am still reeling from a legendary call from Bam.
I know.
Wow. Legendary call from Bam.
I mean, Bam most likely into Herb is a pretty electric 5 o'clock hour.
It sure is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather see Sunday? A great offense, but a loss or a sloppy win? 93.7%.
There you go.
Say a sloppy win. Ike likes it sloppy. Let's get to
wins
the
win.
Wins a win. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So this is a tough one to...
Yeah, I'm monitoring this.
Oh, for what? All I do is speak the truth and facts on this show. And I wrestled with this.
This is a tough one for you.
Yeah. These are ones that I care about.
Yeah.
All right. So happy the five best Philly seasons since 2000 in honor of Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Before we get started here.
Yeah.
I do not have Harper's MVP season on it.
Well, that's right.
That's good. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. I want the Jalen people to put that in consideration.
Okay.
For the next time you say I'm a blind Harper homer.
We don't even remember the MVP season.
Well,
it's clear you guys don't remember the Cubs game because that's when he went off.
Well, truly, and we'll get to it. Then could you even, then is there even a Bryce season on here?
No.
No.
Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay.
No.
I mean,
well,
year.
Unbelievable from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That year he was great.
All right.
I mean, he 309 with a 615 slug. OPS over 1,000, 42 doubles, 35 homers.
Okay.
I mean,
what was it, 60 games?
He had a 6 war. No, it was a real MVP. 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a 6 war player that year.
Okay. Well, Trey is a 6 war player this year.
I know. Yeah. And he's in the mix.
Yeah.
All right, number five is where I put Schwarber's season.
Okay.
Yes.
Schwarber's coming in number five.
Yeah.
50 home runs. I think if it ends in a World Series title, that could get it lifted up. Because,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know,
if he's the guy, if he's the reason.
Sure.
Yeah. If he went in World Series or NLCS MVP.
Now, well, again, he could still chase down Howard. Like, it's not like he's going to end. The season ended today. So I guess he could theoretically.
16 games left, something like that.
He's not hitting 8 home runs in 16 games.
And then maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd root for it.
Well, I mean, when he goes on a tear, you know, but
that's true.
He would have to go on a tear.
By the way, he gets the Howard's number. We got the MVP in the bag.
Nope. No chance of him winning MVP.
That was no chance.
Ohtani is minus 25,000.
I know that.
Okay.
Saw it.
All right. Yeah.
I saw it.
He's, by the way, it's funny. Like, he's second in odds in, like, every other metric. He's, like, top 10. Like, as far as MVP goes, like he.
Oh,
yeah.
The nerd metric?
The nerd metric.
Yeah.
Trey's higher than. Yeah.
Soto's probably in there now.
Soto's two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they haven't done it all season.
Wow.
Fair point.
Yeah.
And still, stolen bases are fake now. Like, Soto being a 30-30
exactly.
guy.
Yes. They got to do something about it. It's a little too fun, though. It is. It's a little too fake for me.
Little bit, but I would rather have more running than not.
Like, Schwarber's got 10 stolen bases.
Well, he's a cat out there.
Okay. All right.
What type of cat?
Yeah. That's a good observation there, right?
So this is where it gets tough for me. Four is where I'm putting Lidge's 08.
Ooh, Lidge made it.
He went 48 for 48.
I remember.
In a World Series... World Series winning year. Yeah.
I think you got to put it on there. The other three seasons were. He's a closer, so I think it's harder for me to be like, wow. I think we'd look at 48, 48. Yeah, it was great. But, like, I think four is where I ended up with the Lidge 48 for 48 season. Could talk myself
I would have
into
this
higher.
Season in front of Lidge's season.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Because he wasn't dominant as a closer.
Well, he didn't blow a save, though.
I don't mean he was dominant.
Well, I mean,
he's got a point.
Well, I mean, how many times we sweated it out with Lidge out there during that time? Like,
and he blew the All-Star game.
Yeah. Nobody's counting that.
Cost him home field advantage.
Well, I got to hear the other three.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to hear the other.
Number three is where I have Rollins in 07.
Oh, there he is.
Rollins in 07. So, I've actually, I've one thing has made me grow to appreciate even more Rollins 07 is you look at Trey's season, and Trey has had a phenomenal season. You know, best shortstop season since Rollins in 07. Mm-hmm. And he has like seven triples. How Rollins got 20 triples in
it's
a
impossible.
Season is, especially in that ballpark, you got to hit it to one spot most likely, and it's down in the right field corner.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. 20, 20, 20, and 20.
Are you coming around on the Jimmy Rollins in the Hall of Fame argument or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hall of very good.
Okay.
Hall of very good. Number two, and these last two are the ones that really get me.
Yeah.
And I went back and forth all day on it, but okay. I think I settled on the correct ones. Number two is where I put Howard's 06.
I was going to say, it can only be two.
Yeah. I know. So number two is where I put Howard's 06.
Yeah.
You know, 58.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't put it number one and why I put Halliday's 2010 number one
had to be
is because, like, we have seen more than 58 home runs in a season.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a perfect game and a no-hitter all in a Cy Young season before.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It seems impossible.
Yeah. Seems impossible.
Yeah. Crazy.
A no-hitter in the postseason, second only in baseball history.
When he also had a perfect game during the
year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That season was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That had to be number one.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think you forgot it. Yeah, did you forget anything?
No, I mean, I could have brought up, like, you know, Halliday's a lower ERA in 11 than he did in 10, but I didn't want to have two Halliday seasons, and
right.
I think the Lidge season had to be on there. Cliff Lee pitched to a 2.4 in 11, but, you know.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheeler should have won Cy Young in 21, but no one cares about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was good. Good seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
I think Schwarber 5 is fair.
I think Schwarber 5 is fair.
Yeah.
You can make the argument with the Lidge one for sure.
But bridge the Lidge.
And the Lidge does have the World
the
Series.
The World Series, he
it.
Does, yes. Yeah. And he closed out that game.
He did.
Yeah.
Maybe if Schwarber shows up during this postseason, we'll
he usually does.
Be able to move. Well.
No, he doesn't.
Usually is a weird word. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Yeah, good list, Jeff.
Good list.
Back tomorrow to situations you're monitoring near the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, bathroom situations Jack is monitoring at WIP. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
What's happening, Spike? We're down to 9 games. 9 is the magic number.
Hey, yo! And a 9-game lead.
What's happening, Jackie Baseball? 9 games. What do you say to that, Jackie?
I say 9 games.
Yeah, I say go get the champagne and the beer. We're celebrating.
Hey, yo!
We might be celebrating by Monday. They might be in L.A. celebrating. So,
by Monday?
Yeah, it could happen as early as it could be this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah.
We got to win these next two games, and it's down to 5.
Yep.
We win these next two games, the magic number is 5, and then we...
sweep the Dodgers, and the Mets lose their entire... Yeah, I guess it's possible. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
The Mets got to play the Padres, you know, next week, or I think it is.
Hey, yo.
When they go back home, they got to play the Padres, and the Padres are fighting with the Dodgers right now, one game out. So anyway, that's about it. What's going on with them Eagles?
They play on Sunday. Huh?
What's going on with them?
I see that. So one of you guys said that. What's his name got hurt or something like that? Got a knee problem.
Dallas Goedert is hurt.
Got a knee problem or something.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Hey, that's why I said they should have 4 tight ends on the team.
Yep.
Two to play
absurd
offense.
Absurd amount.
Yep.
Two to play offense, and one to play on the kickoffs and the punt returns.
And then what about the other one?
Special teams.
Well, you wanted 4. So that's two to play offense.
4 because I need one guy to block and two guys to catch. Two guys to catch the ball and one guy to block.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, listen, I got to get this call. The doctor's calling me about the testosterone I got to get. I'll call you.
You
got to
get your T levels up?
He's gone.
Wow.
I'm putting him on hold.
Yeah, we got to get him back after the doctor conversation. Yep.
Yeah, Ben in L.A. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ben?
What up, Ben?
So, Spike, I know you, with the Mets cheating thing,
yeah.
I know you took the approach of evaluating it through, like, a more historical perspective, mm-hmm. which I definitely think is useful. Let us know, you know, if we've seen it before. But I wanted to approach it from more contemporary perspective.
Okay.
Just to, you know, look at the Mets with respect to their peers.
Yep.
So the average win percentage of home teams and home games this year for the other 29 teams is 525. The average win percentage of all other 29 MLB teams based on their individual home win percentages is 528. And the median home win percentage is 514. The Mets are at a 524. So they're a pretty average home team. The average losing percentage of away teams in away games this year for of all away games that have been played is 475. The average losing percentage of all 29 individually is 459. And the median is 471. And the Mets are at 425. So what I see from this is that what's making it look suspicious isn't that the Mets are, like, amazing at home. It's just that they're terrible on the road.
Yes.
And while
being very good at home. I'm not sure. Are you a stats guy? Because I'm not sure I'm not sure the overall win percentage of home teams is valid here, because, like, to me, it is specifically indicative of good teams. Like, I think it is more appropriate to compare them to good teams than to compare them to all teams.
Well, for sure. I think that's totally fair. I just wanted to get more perspective looking at the league in totality and seeing that home, they're actually in the middle of the pack. But if they are cheating at home, that'd actually be hilarious, because it would mean that even with cheating, the best they can do is average. And I would say that the cheating theory is unlikely, because it's incredibly plausible that it seemed to be average at home and terrible on the road. But that the data might still support the cheating theory, because if they are bad at home and on the road, and they are cheating at home, that could elevate a bad home team to an average home team.
Yeah, I don't understand your math at home. Their winning percentage at home is like 650. Yes, it is. It's 625 or 650. It is. They're 45-27 at home. Their winning percentage at home is 625. Their winning percentage on the road is 425.
If that's true, then I looked at an incorrect figure.
And yeah. Ooh, boy.
Case, given that it falls out of a 5%, usually you like to give a 5% window for margin of error, just because, you know, to account for randomness in data.
Yeah.
If that's true, then yeah, it is. It would be anomalous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Thank you for the call, Ben.
At that point, yeah, and I'd have to reevaluate. Again, I was looking at it based on what I found. I guess there was an error in the algorithm that I came up with.
Wow, look at Hinky over here. Hinky in L.A. Yeah, I mean, their win percentage at home is 625. Their win percentage on the road is 425. A playoff team has only had that big a difference of 238 playoff teams since 2000, twice. And both of those teams basically had a 500 record on the road.
Man, when people start doing all the data stuff.
Yeah, they lose you.
Yeah, I just...
Well, I can tell you who's not going to give us data.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, how are those T levels?
Yep.
I got to go for another test because they forgot to draw blood on that.
Now,
how'd they forget?
Herb, let me ask you this, because there's been some scuttlebutt about this. There was scuttlebutt out there that the reason that you saw the doctor about testosterone is because you have too much and you're so male that need to lower your testosterone.
I'm not. Listen, when I played ball 25, 30 years ago, and I was lifting weights, heavy weights. I was doing a lot, okay? I was taking different kinds of pills, different kinds of, not hormone growth, not no steroids, but I mean, I was taking
just
stuff
HGH,
over the
right?
counter, stuff over the counter, stuff that you don't have to eat a lot. Eat when you want, okay?
You were taking Stacker 2 back in the day?
different kinds of stuff that you wouldn't understand. You go buy it again. Mike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Of course, yeah.
Mike Reese knows about that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to take a little bit of everything, you know, and that's how
you just,
I got strong.
You just go into GNC strong, and you'd say, give me everything.
After these two operations, man, I got weak, man. I got weak, and I got to find out, you know, like I was taking that stuff that Frank Thomas was taking, you know, the stuff they advertise and all.
Yeah. Creatine? Were you taking creatine?
Well, I took creatine, but there's other stuff besides creatine.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a new thing out there Blue right Chew? Now. It's called Andro. There was
yes, Andro. Andro's been around for a while.
It's called Andro, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's been around for a while.
You buy it at GNC, you know what I mean? But that stuff ain't
it's
bad.
Have GNC.
But some of these doctors, when they take a blood test, they start seeing these certain things that I got in my
system.
Kidneys are saying, you got stuff in your kidneys, you got to be careful.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I had the one doctor from Bensalem, he didn't want me to come to see him anymore because... You know, he said, you know, you're on diabetes, and you're taking this, taking that, you know. So
why didn't the doctor, hold
now.
Up,
so he just gave up?
Yeah.
No, I got different doctors now to take care of me, so, you know, when you lose a lot of, like, I lost a lot of strength in my arms and all, in my forearms, and that's where you get a lot of... The push when you're bench pressing.
Yeah.
And I lost a lot of that when I had open heart surgery and my knee surgery. My knee isn't as, it's okay, but it's, you know what I mean? I'm only allowed to push so much weight. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to bust my knee up or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
You're already carrying around a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let me say something. Did you, you see that picture with me and Giovanni?
Who?
You know Giovanni from Elite Acura. I was over there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, he was over at Elite Acura the other day.
What were you doing there?
I was over there.
They have testosterone there?
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, right. That's my buddy. Mike Reese bought a couple cars from that.
Yeah,
team, you know?
Yeah. More than a couple. Yes.
Yeah, well, you keep trading them in. That's what it is.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah,
Jim,
what else
are
you doing over there?
My business?
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, bro.
They're on leases. Yes, yes. They are on leases.
I know the general manager.
Yeah,
right there,
yeah. You know? Yeah, they know you over there. They told me they know you over
Tom,
there.
You know Tom Affinato, right?
Yep, I sure do.
Little Tommy, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to everybody over at Elite Acura. They listen. They're big listeners of the show.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, they're listeners of the show.
Of course they are.
Well, yeah, I do cars. Reads for them. Yes, I advertise for them.
They got nice cars over
they
there.
They do.
You know?
They got the best cars interior, over there.
Red and black, blue and black, all different
what
colors.
What other colors? You know? Do they have, like, gray?
Got purple for you, Spike. They got purple for you.
What's that mean?
Well,
purple for you and your wife, right?
I got plenty of testosterone, big boy.
I got pink and purple for you, bro.
Oh, really?
You know something? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah,
I used to have a limo that was 200 inches. And that limo,
why did you count it in inches?
The interior was... Pink, purple.
Let me divide that.
And
how many feet is that?
I had three colors. Pink, 200 purple, inches. Turquoise. They loved it.
Wait,
they
that's
loved
15
it
feet?
The
it's like 15
shows.
Feet.
Yeah, it was a big limo. It holds up to like 16 to 18 feet.
Oh, man, you had the big one.
Yeah.
Did you have the partial in the
right
car,
now,
too?
Yeah. Right now, if you want to go take a ride, it's down on State Road in Bensdale.
Just drive up and down looking for it. Can I ask you this, Herb?
Yeah.
So, our next question today is what your favorite food is when you're watching TV, and I imagine you have some excellent selections. So when you're watching
I'll tell you.
Okay. Yep.
I like cheese steaks. I like steaks with fried onions.
Uh huh.
I can go for a hot roast beef. It's real good. And there's a couple places in South Philly.
I like
Chinese food. I like Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
But, I like steak and I like veal chops.
Yeah, you're like telling me about the first game, that Thursday night. You had your veal.
I'll show you when I
Do you know
I
how they kill the veal,
Friday,
though?
I'll be down there Friday. I'll show you the pictures of the food that we cooked up.
I'm going to show you pictures of the conditions that the veal is kept in.
We're not at cheese and pizza on Fridays anymore.
What?
Who cares?
That veal we bought over in Ben Salem at the old, it used to be a bar and they went out of business, Louis Bar Louis, and now it's a place that they have a few different locations in the areas.
Mm.
And they got chicken, they got steak, they got veal, they got pork, they got everything. Seafood, they got vegetables that are frozen.
Ice cream?
They got everything. No ice cream in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lactose intolerant.
No ice cream.
So, Herb, last thing. What would be on your Mount Rushmore of foods to eat while you're watching TV?
The Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Of
That's
foods
four.
To eat.
No.
I would have to say.
Yep.
I would have to say either a Philly, good Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Or if it's going to be a full course deal, I would say veal chop on a bone.
Okay. When you're watching TV.
14 ounces. Yeah.
Do you have?
We were watching the game. I was watching the game on.
Do you have like a TV tray you put on your
Definitely.
Lap for you to eat on the couch?
Definitely.
Yeah, I got a tray. I've been using that same tray for a couple years now. And
More like 25.
Yeah. When was the last time you watched that bad boy?
I don't know. It's clean. I got mail on it. I put mail on it and shit,
Wow.
That's the second one this week.
Yeah.
We held him on too long.
Yeah. Did you say you put mayo on it?
I don't take mail. No mayo.
Oh, mail.
I thought he meant mayo too.
I think I'm going to buy a new tray.
Okay.
I think I go to Walmart and buy a new tray.
There you go.
He just thought about it. Like, yeah, I think I need a new one.
Yep. Rather than wash it, just buy a new one.
Ike Reese, we're going to go kick some, you know what, this weekend in KC.
Hold on, I know you're big. You and Andy are pretty. I know you and Andy are pretty close. Who are you rooting for this weekend?
Yeah, you know who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. EAGLES Eagles.
There he goes.
Love it.
Wow. Herb from the Northeast. Wow. What a
one
call.
Of one.
That's why he's on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. The testosterone thing.
200-inch limo.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wouldn't you assume?
It's a 15-footer, 20-footer?
That's about 15 feet, 15 right? Footer? Yeah. Well,
16 and a half.
Yeah, there you go. They measure limos by inches?
No, I don't know where he got that from.
Yeah. Well, but he's an official
limo driver.
Limo driver, right?
So he probably knows
that
by the inches.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
I love that he went to his doctor. The doctor said he had so many problems.
I'm out.
That he was like, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm out.
The doctor just gave up, threw his hands in the air.
It's not like you're a mechanic on a car. I mean.
They usually don't turn patients away.
No.
It's something about ethics, right?
What did Ben say that Herb looked like? Like he was.
Oh, an ostrich riding a bike.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a world we live in here. What a world. Unbelievable. So Phil's play again tonight.
Yes.
Get you ready for that coming up. Also, we will have to give away our next question prize for the Bite for the Fight tickets.
And the text line.
And the text line.
If he's reminding you about the text line, it must be about you.
Yeah. It's probably both. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
What's he doing in there?
And will it let me say,
come on.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game three of the Phillies-Mets series coming up tonight. First pitch at 6:45 on WIP and the free Odyssey app where we are on right now. And we are also on YouTube. Hello to everybody on YouTube, streaming live on YouTube. Ike, did you happen to see the very short 6-second Joel Embiid video posted on the Sixers Twitter and Instagram yesterday?
At 9:07 at night.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
So I'm fighting myself.
Oh, hardest wood I had ever touched.
Don't fight.
So here's where I am. I'm just going to be honest to you.
Yeah, come on out.
I'm going to be honest to the listener. Be honest to Jack. So I have given up in all like reality, mm-hmm. like the Joel Embiid dream. Mm-hmm. He was a great player. Love him. One of my favorite players ever in Philly. Imperfect, but had given it up. It's not going to happen. All I want to do is see the young guys play this year. I don't care about winning a title. All I care is just having a Sixer season that doesn't make me want to throw up. Gave up on Embiid.
Yeah.
Then, when that profile came out a couple months ago, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but we had him on the podcast, talked to him, read the profile. And the only thing it said about what he was doing this summer is that he was taking it slow.
Yeah.
And then when they would ask, you know, Nick Nurse, or when I would try to privately find out what was going on with Embiid, nobody would say anything. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, we hope he's ready for training camp. And all that stuff, I'm like, the same thing. I give up. Whatever. I give up. I just want to see the young guys play.
Yeah.
And then there was 1 6-second video on Twitter.
There it is.
Of Joel making a move, hitting a jumper with no knee brace on.
No brace on.
Looking kind of thin. And then I thought to myself, this is just an old video. You know? And then
they wouldn't do that to us.
I give credit to Sixer Saturdays, I think is the Twitter account. Went deep into the video and saw Jani Broom in the background of the video. So it couldn't have been an old video because Jani Broom is there.
Yeah.
You know? And I have to tell you, a little part of me, it's little.
Very small.
Little part of me was like, I don't know. Maybe he's okay. It was hard not to get a little excited seeing Embiid moving around for 6 seconds, but even playing basketball. I didn't even know that he was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like it went from nothing. So I'm not getting my hopes up, but seeing the video got my hopes a little bit up.
That yeah, maybe what do you mean not getting your hopes up?
What's that?
What do you mean not getting your hopes up?
Well,
we're not asking for a title.
I just want to see him play 50 games like a normal
That's
Joel Embiid season.
That's all we're asking for. That's all we're asking for. We can get that.
Can we?
Listen, I got excited when I saw it.
Maybe he's dialed in.
Listen, I got so excited, I refused to retweet it or like it.
Oh, really?
Because I didn't want to just start, Sixers, nine. You know how people just get angry over nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, plus I didn't want my little slice of joy to be ruined.
By everybody else.
By everybody else and what they're thinking. So I'm with you. I'm with you. I got a little tingle there.
Yeah.
When I saw it.
I was just like, maybe we'll get a
whacking
season.
That thing.
Dude, let me tell you. We get an MVP level season from that guy. I'm going on a warpath on these phones. I don't even care. The next baseball season, when Jack's like, oh, no, the Leeds, the Phillies are 11-0. I'm like, I don't care.
Nobody cares.
I do not care. I'm on the warpath.
Yeah. Give me 50 games in the playoffs, man. That's all I'm asking for,
just give
man.
Me a good season.
I don't even need them to rush him. Like, he's not ready at the beginning of the season. I don't care. Like, just ease him into this thing. Let him play a couple times a week. Monitor those minutes. As long as he's stronger after February and he's ready to go. Like, that's what I'm secretly hoping for. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of putting out a proclamation that he's going to do this or he's going to do that. I'm like.
Yeah, because we don't know. We're just hoping.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
It's just like, Ike, what if it's the third game in the season and Embiid goes for 38-12 and a win?
Oh, you know we're getting excited about it. Got to get excited about it. We have to.
I'm sorry. I tried to keep myself from doing this, and it only took one. And look, I've been burned by off-season videos by Ben Simmons. We all been burned.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shooting in the gym. Been burned. Don't care. I'm not back, but I'm
trying this approach.
I might be back.
Because this is the approach I'm trying.
Okay.
Nothing is going to upset me.
No.
Nothing's upsetting
not
me.
Not after last year. I can't
frustrated.
Be upset.
Yeah. I'm not getting frustrated. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Only slices of joy. I watch Edgecombe play, McCain coming back, the young guys. I can watch that, and you sprinkle me some Embiid in there with some Paul George. We look up there, playoff team.
Look,
the East is open.
It's right there.
The East is open.
Tatum's hurt. Yes. Halliburton's hurt.
Yes.
You're telling me all we got to go through is the freaking Cavs and the Knicks?
Come on, man.
Bring it.
And the Knicks are fragile here. Injured.
Yes, they're always injured.
The mental part. Like, you know what I mean?
They already fired a coach.
Yeah. So I saw the video and I was like, wow.
Did the Knicks hire a coach yet?
Yeah. Mike Brown.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw they brought Billy Lang up.
Yes.
Ditching our St. Joe's Hawks.
Well, what can you do? It's an NBA job, you know?
I know.
So, Jack, did you feel anything watching the video?
It was cool. Come on. Take it down a notch. Ah. 6-second video in a little shoot around.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
To me.
Oh, yeah. They wanted you to know, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here.
We're here. We're still here.
We're still here.
Oh, the big Jonesy press conference earlier today. His bros broke down. It might be a year for our winter sports teams.
We could use it.
Oh, yeah. Would be nice. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to need it. I mean, we have a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Phil's a flame out early, so everyone's going to be happy.
Everybody's not happy with the Phillies flame.
Yeah, they are.
You're just talking about Elliot.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Everybody wants the Phillies to win.
Furry Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, Ice Spike, Jackie Baseball. What's going on, baby?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, what's up,
man,
Brucey, baby?
Hey, I told you I was going to tell y'all a quick furry story before I get started, so it's going to make this real quick.
Okay.
The reason why I couldn't make it to the convention that night
is
when I came back home to my mom's house, I was going up the steps in total darkness. All of a sudden, a shadow moved in silence up the steps. I'm like, what the hell was that? So I wake my mom up. I said, Mom, something is in the house. I don't know what it is. She said, there's nothing in the house. You don't know what you're talking about. I was like, okay, I'm going to start in your room. Look under the bed. Look under the in the closets. I go into my bedroom where I stay with her. And she has a towel and a washcloth sitting on my bed before I take my shower. I'm going to go out, check out the convention. I turn the light on. And there is a animal crap on my freaking washcloth. I'm like,
animal crap?
The hell is this? So whatever was in the house took a dump, took its time to get up on the bed and took a dump on my washcloth. Make a long story short, it was a raccoon in the freaking closet, and I had to wait 3 hours to get animal control in there to take the damn wreck. So that was my furry. That's my furry.
Wow. That's well. See, here's Bruce. Here's what I'm worried about. Is you?
They heard you were coming.
Yeah. Like if you are a furry, are other animals like raccoons thinking to themselves, oh, that guy's one of us, and you're just like Dr. Doolittle now, and that the raccoon thinks it's home for him because they see you walking around the wolf costume.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Hey, you know what, though? No, I'm going to tell you, I can't stand raccoons, man. I had a bad experience in basic training with them. I never liked them. So I guess that was karma, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what that was. So he crapped on my freaking washcloth.
Okay.
That's the whole thing I was mad about.
Yeah. Jeez. Well,
but anyway.
Okay.
A lot going on in that story. I'm not going to dive deeper into.
Yeah, there was other stuff.
We're just going to leave it at that.
We're going to leave it at that.
But anyway, look, you know, just getting into this Eagles. No, it was the Phillies point. No, it was about the Eagles.
No, Eagle one.
It was about the Eagles winning and losing. Hey, look, I will never advocate for them to lose, but I did agree with you on that point, Ike, is – the fact that I would be much more annoyed if they won and they played sloppily, because I don't like this OC. I don't like what he's doing right now. He needs to get more creative with the freaking offense.
Well, you agree with
Spike. He got all these weapons, and I would be mad versus them losing. But if they fought admirably, I can accept that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 It's called coping.
Yeah. Well, we all cope. We all find our ways, you know. Furry Bruce, for next question today, for the Bite for the Fight tickets, what is your favorite food to eat while you're watching TV?
So I'm going to tell you, man, just keep it simple, man. I love some doggone, this is one of my vices, is some tortilla chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa is a good one, man.
Chips and salsa is a good one.
Chips and salsa is a good one. I like a nice spicy salsa.
I like a little good spicy salsa.
Absolutely. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, feller?
Justin.
What's happening, fellers? How y'all doing this fine hump day?
Oh.
What's up, Justin?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, boys, I'm hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit.
He cracked himself over
That one in there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Going back to the Eagles real quick, and then I've got something. I got a question I got to ask y'all real quick, because I know you got leading off. But anyway, going to this number two corner situation, I know there's a former Eagles son still out there working out. Why have we not given Asante Samuel Jr. a look, Ike?
They must not like him. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, he's been – when he was in with the Chargers, he could play inside, he could play outside. And I think I heard Elliott say something, there was an issue with an injury last year or something like that. Maybe they're kind of concerned about that. But he was pretty daggone good his first couple of years, if I remember right. And he's got to be better.
Better than what's out there, yeah.
Than what we've seen thus far. I mean – we know Vic really don't pull no punches, and we all like that about him. We really do. So, obviously, Bennett hasn't really taken to the defense yet. I guess the other guy has. What's his name?
Adoree Jackson. Yeah.
I mean,
think about this, Justin. When they decided they needed to go get a corner, they traded for one instead of bringing in Asante Samuel Jr.
Yeah, that
they just don't like him.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted him, they could have very easily got him.
Yeah, they could have very easily got him. I guess that's you got me with that one, dude. So real quick,
but I'm with you though. I don't understand why though. I like the kid, but you know, maybe I don't know. Maybe Vic doesn't like him as far as his measurables, because he's a short corner, right?
He's on the smaller side. He's probably about 5'10", something like that. Maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question I have to ask you guys. What is the rules with singing along to 5:30 Creed at Chickies on Mondays?
We want people to.
Oh yeah, we want you to.
So if somebody were to come from Tennessee on October 6th,
here we go.
Could he sing along with you? I mean,
sing
along with us?
Easily.
Well, of course you can.
Because your boy Justin from Tennessee and his son Owen are coming to the Broncos game.
There we go.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
As Herb says, yeah, boy.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
All you boys know what I'm talking about too on this one. But we're coming back for the Eagles Broncos game. Another friend of mine or a guy I've made friends with. He's giving me and Owen two tickets. We're going to the Broncos game. We're going to hang out with y'all again at Chickies like we did a couple, 3 years ago. And, boys, I'm fired up, focused, and prepared. October 5th can't get here quick enough.
That's going to be awesome. I like looking it. Forward
yeah.
to it.
I like that. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, hopefully Jordan Mailata, you know, he'll be there that
night. Oh, yeah, he'll be there that night.
The show,
yeah.
Hopefully, whoever's on the players' lounge don't get pulled like last time, because last time it was going to be Hassan Reddick. He ran his mouth about the 40 whiners, and they pulled his ass. I said, yeah. You ain't going to no players' lounge.
Well, I'll tell you what, Justin. I'm as excited as a polar bear in a zoo with two Peters.
No, you're as happy as a puppy with two Peters and don't know what to do with either one.
There
you
we go.
Right,
all right,
you got to get it right. But anyway, hey, I'll get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. Hey, October can't get here soon enough. We'll see you in Zim, boys.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. That's a month.
So, why does the puppy have two Peters?
I have no idea. Doesn't know what to do with either one of them.
Doesn't know what to do with either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, yep. No, it's why is the puppy happy
yes.
that he has two Peters?
Yeah.
Twice the humping.
Yeah. A lot of humping.
Horny dogs, right?
Yeah.
So he has two of them.
I only know hungry dogs.
You know, horny dogs run faster.
Yeah, horny dogs run
faster. That's almost what Kelsey said.
That should be Stoutland's new message.
Yeah, horny dogs run faster. Jack, this is up to you. Chuck is on the line, wants to yell us about Embiid, but we have to do text line.
Yeah, we have to do text line.
So there's no Chuck. Just, I want you to know.
I know.
Not
he
on me.
He called a little late.
Okay, not on
damn,
me.
Damn, Chuck.
Not on, we can talk to him tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Chuck.
Tomorrow. Yeah. We'll, the same anger tomorrow. Will be there.
Yes, I promise. Again, not me. That's, I was willing, but yes. Jack says we got to do this. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
These vegan wings are terrible, man. Appreciate the invite. Mike Reese at Joe Giglio's house for the NBA draft when he was supposed to be at Spike's.
They make vegan wings?
They do. Well, they make them with cauliflower.
Okay.
So they're good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean,
they make them with cauliflower?
No, so it's basically they take a cauliflower, floor it, and deep fry it, and then put the sauce on it. So you're basically tasting the sauce and the
cauliflower
and the fried, you know, stuff or whatever.
Is there any bones?
No, idiot. It's a cauliflower. They can also make them out of this other stuff called seitan, which you can it has like a meaty consistency or whatever.
Wow.
Never mind.
Seitan meat?
Not
interesting.
Seitan.
Wow.
S-E-I-T-A-N.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. God. All right. What's next?
That caller from California was way out of line, and Spike had every right to get upset when he insulted Pat Mahomes. Dude is lucky he didn't badmouth Baker. Frank in Ardmore.
Well, it was just a weird thing he said about him.
Yeah.
Very weird.
When he got a dark-skinned
Pat Mahomes.
Or Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. That was, just keep it moving.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Hey, babe. Netflix and chill tonight? L.A. texting his wife immediately after today's call.
Well, he's talking about all the wrist movements.
Oh, yes. Yeah. By the way, can we replay that tomorrow?
Seriously.
That answer?
He went.
Yeah.
Getting under the wrist.
He went hard in the paint on that one, man.
He started with the 3 to 4 inches, and then he went, you know, you're working it up and down.
Your wrist up and down. And
it's like,
I'm like, I didn't know what was really going on, because I think I was talking to a caller or something.
Okay.
And I looked over, and I was like,
I didn't even know how to say anything to him. Yeah. Like,
I couldn't let it go.
Yep. Even in the middle of it, you're like, okay, come on, L.A. He had no idea.
He had no idea.
Yeah.
Just tell me, it's the baseball people, man.
Yeah.
They just start talking baseball. They start talking ball.
Yeah. A lot of balls and bats and wrists.
Sometimes you spin on it. You grab with one hand, you have your pinky out.
Yeah,
some people like to do that.
A lot of that going on, man.
What's next?
Can you move over a little bit, Bryce? I need to make room in that grave for A.J. Brown. Spike Eskin.
Well, because I'm putting AJ.
Yes.
He asked the question. Yeah. Ike asked the question.
I think it's a legitimate question.
Yeah?
Pass the buck, Spike.
No, I did ask the question.
He asked the question, not me. Trust me, I don't want to blame AJ for it.
No, we're not blaming him. I'm just concerned. Concerned.
What's next?
Like today, how do these guys remember all these handshakes? Seems like a lot. Ike yesterday. On one mention of the Golden Girls, cites the entire oral history of the show. Joe and Drescher.
Whatever's making that noise, turn it off.
I don't know where it is.
Okay.
I don't know where it's coming out of.
And then I was like, and Delta Perky's like, nah, that's designing women.
Yeah. Well,
you knew.
I was a fan of the Golden Girls. I watched. You know what it is. It was the intro song.
Oh, yeah.
It's
one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, so it made me a fan of the show.
Tommy Down the Shore sings an excellent version of the Golden Girls song.
I've heard it.
Yep. What's next?
So a lot of people are attributing Schwarber's success to changing his approach at the plate. But don't you think it's more likely a result of me saying he shouldn't get a contract extension? Spike asking L.A. about Schwarbs.
That's not what I said.
Could have been.
It isn't. I was actually... Whatever. What's next?
Tired of the constant harassment from diehards Hurts callers, a defiant Spike Eskin devised a perfect plan to win them back. Talk about how good his fantasy team is. Alex in Lancaster.
Look, I know it's not going to win anyone over. I am just so thrilled about it. I'm thrilled about it. It's two straight years I had the best wide receiving core in the league. What's next?
Where'd it get you?
Yeah.
To be honest, I did get locked up for being rude at the bank. Also, I robbed it. Bam, an upper door.
Dude said he went to jail for stealing the lighters out of cars.
Yeah. That was an all-time call, too.
It was. It was. Bam came strong today.
Yeah.
Let's come strong with leaning off. Sorry.
Hold on real quick. Who do we want to give this the tickets to?
What answer was best?
Well, there's a lot of good answers. Derek Paoli, Chips and Dip, Jeff and Wilmington, Clam Chowder. Who doesn't love that?
That's not a good answer.
Dustin with the pretzel nuggets with peanut butter in them.
How about nobody saying pizza?
Yeah. No, there's one guy
I'm surprised
that had pizza. Ed had Doritos. Bam had Chi-Chi. Andrew had popcorn. And then Bruce had chips and salsa.
Bam had Chi-Chi.
Well, I like the pretzel nuggets. Or what did Derek and Paoli say?
Chips and dip.
You got an opinion on this one? Make it random.
Send Bam.
Yeah, send Bam.
Send Bam. Give
All
it to
right.
Bam.
Congratulations, Bam.
Congratulations, Bam. See you on Saturday at the Bite for the Fight Food Festival to benefit the Fight on McKenna Foundation. Happens at the Expo Center at Oaks. Great event. Try a bunch of different food. Support a great cause. That is on Saturday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.